This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I want you to notice something in verse 14, if we could bring up 14. The men of Israel sampled their provision, but they did not inquire of the Lord. I'm amazed at decisions that people make in life and never think to pray about it. People take a job change, never pray about it. You ask them, did you pray about that? No, just took it. Was that evil? No, I didn't say it was evil. I'm just saying it's amazing what people do without inquiring of the Lord. We buy a house. Did you pray about it? Well, why would I pray about it? Well, we made a big decision about this or that. Did you pray about it? Never even occurred to us to pray about it. We consult people. We consult experts. We read articles. We do this. We call consumer reports. We want to know about this. But people never think, Christian people never think to inquire of the Lord. And let me tell you this, it's the most important thing you do in life is to inquire of the Lord, which is a formal way of saying, Lord, give me wisdom. Lord, give me discernment. Do you know the Bible? We've talked about this in the book of James, that wisdom is the one thing in the Bible the Lord says He will give freely to people who ask without question. The Lord won't hassle you when you ask for wisdom. He'll give it to you. The Lord won't argue with you. He won't debate with you if you ask for wisdom. The Bible says He freely gives wisdom to the man or woman or young person who asks for it. I want to bring up 3 points today about deception that can happen in your life and in my life. Let's bring up the first one. Believers can be deceived into believing a lie. You say, can that really happen? It happens all the time. Believers can be deceived into believing a lie. Joshua was described as a man who God was with him. And I believe an extra special way, and yet Joshua was deceived. God's people were deceived. I was going through the New Testament recently, or through the entire Bible, and I found out several cases about deception. 1 John 1:8 says, if we say we have no sin, and do people do that? Yes, they do. We deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. I have met people who say, I have no sin. I haven't done anything wrong in my life. John comes along and says, if you say that, you deceive yourselves, and the truth is not in you. The truth is not in you. Galatians 6 talks about deception. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. You don't make fun of God. What a man sows, he reaps. Everything we do produces a result. It produces an action. There's fallout from everything we do. If there's one lesson that men and women need to understand today in this world, is that today affects tomorrow. If there's a lesson for teenagers that they need to learn, what I do today impacts tomorrow. If there's a lesson that every husband needs to learn, what I do today, the choices and decisions I make today impact tomorrow. If there's a lesson a wife or mother needs to learn, then is that today impacts tomorrow. Paul said, God is not mocked, do not be deceived. What a man sows, he reaps. 1 Corinthians 3 talks about deceiving ourselves into thinking that we're wise. Have you ever known people that brag about their level of intelligence? Well, I've got this degree and I've got that degree and we can be conned. People who have an educational background can be deceived. People who have high intelligence can be deceived. People who score high on their SAT tests can be deceived. We all are vulnerable to deception by the father of all lies. Paul would tell the Galatian church, if anybody offers you a false gospel, don't believe it. Don't buy anybody, the doctrine of anybody who comes along and say, I've got a new teaching.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.